Part 1. A Child of War. The day I was born, the universe was on fire, and the reason for this burning was a family at war with itself. They called it the Titanomachy, the war between the old gods and the brand new. Brother against brother, sisters torn apart, fathers fighting their children. And what place does an infant have among such bloodshed, such divine terror? They say on earth that Ica, the god's golden blood, rained from the sky. They say that forests turned from emerald green to gilded with god blood. No one knows how to stop a war when you are immortal. Which is why the universe burned. And as far as the eye can see, there were only embers and ash. Mother was the goddess of oracles and falling stars. On the night I was born, she was all alone. Her cries were heard by no one as she drew me wailing out of her womb, wrapping me in her arms. 1,000 stars fell together from the cosmos. Some called it an omen, others called it a blessing. My mother knew better. Her immortal body, already healed after the birth, she carried me to the balcony of her chambers. As she held me in her arms, we watched a silver shower rain across the midnight sky behind the blazing fire of a 10,000-year-old war. She told me, the stars fell because she had granted 1,000 wishes in my name. Father was a god of destruction, ancient and unbroken, stronger than the core of the cosmos, the most legendary of the gods. And this is why the new gods wiped out the stories about him. A story is a powerful thing. It can lead to another war or even resurrect the strongest of all your enemies. He was a god so formidable that the Titans knew no one but he could win them this war. My mother said she never believed any different about my father. She told me he had never lost a game of dice, let alone a battle. I was too young to understand this then. But sometimes we tell ourselves the most beautiful lies just to survive the terrible things that we are living through. Home. Children born in wars are made of a different kind of clay. We become used to the din. We grow used to the collapse of crumbling buildings and fire and develop a compassion for broken things. How can we not when we know nothing else? My mother raised me in a palace where the marble floors cracked under the distant clash of god weapons, adamantine against adamantine. The cloud-colored pillars that held our home up were disintegrating from the roars of the heavens above us. I was told these hallowed halls were once visited by 1,000 giggling nymphs and hundreds of glittering deities, but now it was just a haunting where only my mother and I lived. When the call to war came, the gods, my uncles and cousins left. Eventually, everyone had to pick a side. Most of the Titans chose to support my father. It was, after all, the Titan god-king Kronos who they served. But some Titans betrayed their own. They took up arms against us, choosing to side with Kronos' children, the Olympians, the new gods.